on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Brian Cochran joins us for our Friday financial update from John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com, where you find the insights tab that Brian and I often reference and is a great resource for you, whether on topics we're currently talking about or any financial questions you might have. Just use the search availability there, and you'll find some insight that may be just right for your needs as far as being a better steward of the resources God's provided for you to manage. So, Brian, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, always happy to be here with you, Steve.
You know, as we walk through, you know, whether it's taxes or insurance, savings, you know, we'll often come back to, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, we've said, when it comes to preparing a 529, right. That's probably something you can work out yourself. They're fairly easy, but there are times when many of us, maybe don't choose to find an advisor to walk us through, these financial, issues that we're dealing with. You know, Brian, I mean, you've been had a lot of conversations with a lot of different people and probably have a good handle on, you know, why it is maybe they choose not to and why it might be a good idea at times they don't think they need it to really prayerfully consider finding that someone who's got the chops to more effectively walk them through what they need to do.
Yeah. And what I think of here, Steve, is not just why, but when. You know, when is it time to seek wise counsel from a financial professional, really, is what we're talking about, right? So what made me think of this is Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 says, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. And then the verse goes on to talk about a time to be born, time to die, plant and uproot, kill and heal, all these different changes. And it makes me think about, you know, when we often need help is when there's times of transition, times of change, you know? So if you think there's a season changing in your life, that could be a trigger. And a good example of that, Steve, I had a conversation this week with a couple. I sit with them every 6 months at least for regular financial reviews. And there's always some value in those conversations, but they sort of, sprung on me a new topic. They're looking at moving to a local retirement community, La Vida Llena, which some people may be familiar with, wonderful continuing care community. But one of the aspects of that is they had to come up with almost $350,000 up front to move into that place. And the conversations we had in reflecting on it, I can't imagine them coming up with the solutions we discovered on their own in terms of good tax planning, good income planning, accounting for that big expense within their overall investments, thinking about what that means for their legacy. All of that really required my full expertise, my training, and my experience working with hundreds of families to make that the best situation possible for them in this new season where they're transitioning to a new community and a new lifestyle.
Yeah. And you know, not only the things that you're aware of, Brian, but yeah, I mean, that's a big move, you know, and obviously it kind of goes without saying, hopefully you do your due diligence to look at the other options for moving into a retirement community. Mm-hmm. And what you brought up, what is going to best serve your needs and the needs as you prepare to pass along wealth?
Yeah, exactly. Because big financial decisions usually have ripple effects into other aspects of our lives. And I think about the many conversations we've had when someone's just lost a spouse or just been married or just had their first child or their first grandchild, or maybe they have a child who's or a family member who's struggling with addiction and they've got to come up with tens of thousands of dollars to pay for rehabilitation. And, you know, just all the issues that a family could face, there's financial implications. And often, you know, we don't know what we don't know when we enter these new seasons of life. And that's where our financial planner, everything I just mentioned, I've done dozens of times with clients. So, you know, we've been there, done that, right? We've, as John Moore, our founder, used to like to say, he'd say, you know, someone else paid the tuition and you get to learn the lesson.
Yeah.
Because there's mistakes that have been made in this space that you're not aware of. And I often think of it, Steve, almost like a therapist or a counselor. you know, we can all benefit from having therapy or counseling on a regular basis, probably at some level, right? Just to unpack our feelings and our history and hopefully a good Christian counselor that helps tie in biblical wisdom. It's the same with a financial planner, where we probably always could benefit somewhat from having someone walk alongside our financial decisions. But where that therapist or counselor becomes really valuable is when you go through a major life crisis or change, right? And you've maybe experienced some trauma. Well, the same is true with finances. You know, there's the maintenance side where there's some value, but when you go through these big changes, boy, it can really rock your life. And there's more opportunity for big mistakes to be made that you want to prevent, and big opportunities to make great decisions. So that's where a financial planner might step in. So if you're going through one of those changes, a new season of life, it might be time to think about looking for a planner. And one way to do that is to jump on the Kingdom Advisors website. And they have a search feature there where you can search for a certified Kingdom Advisor, who's a financial professional that not only has technical acumen, but also is trained in the application of biblical principles in these key areas and these changes in life. And a lot of value to be added there.
And Brian, at the top of our conversation, I mentioned the Insights tab. Can you tell us what's newest there and what to be looking for here on the horizon?
Oh, you bet. We're always refreshing content there. So we post two blogs a month there. We always do a general topic and then a what we call Money 101, which is more foundational principles about personal finance. So you'll see, if you look there today, you'll see information on life insurance, which we talked about recently. Impact investing is one of our more recent posts, which is buying investments or investing in companies that not only make a profit, but have a strong impact in the community and maybe the kingdom as well. And then we also have our weekly market updates there, where we provide a 10 to 20 minute commentary of what's happening in the markets. What's our investment committee talking about today, if that's an area of interest for you. So lots to unpack there.
All right. And that's at johnmoore.com. Just click on the Insights tab. Brian, thanks for again for your time and sharing the knowledge that you have and the time you spent helping others manage the resources God's provided for them to steward. We look forward to having you back on Friday.
Absolutely, sir. See you then.
All right. Have a great weekend. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.